Hello, hello, beautiful Madrons. Welcome to the May Beltane reading. I'm Priestess Kat Lupton, and what I've chosen for you this month is a beautiful and very wise telling of the story of Blydiweth by Sharon Blackie from her book Foxfire Wolfskin. I'm going to be reading extracts from her telling of Blydiweth's story. So I think it would help to have the bones of her story, which was handed down through the great collection of Welsh mythical historical tales that were written down in the medieval period and came to us as known as the Mabinogion. Blydiweth is a woman created out of flowers by the magician Gwydion and his brother Math as a wife for Gwydion's nephew, possibly his son, Lulorgifus. Blydiweth is not happy in this arranged, created marriage, so she takes a lover named Gronwy, and together they plot to kill Lew, which proves very difficult because Lew has many protective spells upon him. They almost succeed, but Lew is injured, not killed, and transformed into an eagle. And he then goes on to kill Gronwy, and Blydiweth is punished by being turned into an owl. So here is some of Blydiweth's story in her own words and telling through Sharon Blackie's words. You think you created me, but I had life before you changed me. Did you ever think of that? Yours was never the power to create life, only the spells to reshape it. Do you know what I was before you tore me up? Before you forced me into this cold, hard world of men? I had roots, Gwydion, and they went deep, deep and strong in the fecund warmth of the earth. Roots reaching down, roots reaching out, roots entwined with the roots of others. I rose each year with my leafy banquet, and I flowered gladly for butterflies and bees. I was made to open, and I opened myself willingly to your Hlu until he taught me to close. You ripped me out of my life and refashioned me for your own ends. Did it make you feel like a god, Gwydion? And do you feel like a god now? You grow old, little man. You grow old. You dared to judge me? You made me from meadowsweet, broom and oak. What did you think a flower was, all soft petal and rich scent? Did you only think of the blossoming times, face turned to the sun and head bobbing prettily in the breeze? Blydiweth, you called me, flower face. Doesn't it sound pretty now? Doesn't it sound nice? But I'll tell you what a flower is, Gwydion. I'll show you the truth at the heart of my power. A flower can poison a man or a beast. A flower can swallow a fly whole. I'll tell you the secrets of the flowers you made me from. You tell me, in turn, if you're surprised at what I became. My heart is made from oak, the sacred tree, the gateway to other worlds. Ancient, enduring, long-lived oak. It doesn't know how to give up. It's a hard old tree, the oak, so easy to resist the pests who try to bring it down. You made me from the tree of kings. From it you fashioned the heart of a queen. Do you see now the strength of my heart, old man? Do you begin to understand your error? And then there was broom, tenacious, deep-rooted broom. Do you know what they say about broom, Gwydion? It's unlucky to bring it indoors. Unlucky for Clue, for sure. Maybe he never heard the old sayings. Maybe he never thought they applied to me. Sweep the house with blossomed broom in May. Sweep the head of the household away. Do you honestly think you are wise now to make me from blossoms of broom? Ah, but pretty meadow sweet, everyone's favourite. How could there be a catch in that? The delicate lace of its petals, a scent that's sweeter than honey. No headache, it said, can stand in the face of it. But the truth of meadow sweet runs deeper than that. Did you never think to find out? Is the law of flowers too low for a great enchanter like you? Flowers, I suppose, are mostly the province of women. You should have thought of that before you usurped a woman's power. You should have thought of that when you chose to make me from flowers. Because it's a perilous plant, meadow sweet. Too much of it can lull a man to fatal sleep. And are you sleeping deeply still now, Gwydion, in the arms of the richly scented night, where its pretty white petals are scattered through sky like stars? Oh, don't moan in your sleep, little man. I'm not going to kill you. That would spoil all my fun. Oak, broom and meadow sweet, three fine, fit flowers. Whatever did you think you could make from such flowers? What on earth did you think I would be? At the end of it all, you told Math I'd turned wild. I guess you'd forgotten you made me from wild. I'm a force of nature by design. So, do you fear me yet, Gwydion? You will. His name means light, but his was a cold light and hard. Chlu wasn't a cruel man, but there was little warmth in him, all the same. A fair ruler, I'll give him that. But it's easy to be fair when passion's the thing that you lack. It's easy to be fair when you don't really give a damn. And he might have been named for his skillful hand, but his fingers could never arouse me. Me, though, I was made to open. I was made to bloom. I was made to give, Gwydion. But what did any of you ever give to me? Instead of giving, you gave me away. You made me from flowers to give to a man as his slave. You made me from flowers to give to a man as his slave. You gave me to a man who could not love me. You gave me to a man who would not even look me in the eye. I was never a real woman to Clue. I was merely a doll made for his pleasure. Well, that man had no pleasure from me. You dared to judge me? I fell for a man whose smile was as warm as the sun. My body bent to him, my face turned up to him, and I opened like the flowers from which I was made. Oh, it was a lucky chance indeed that took Liu away from him home that day. The day that the lord of neighbouring Pentlin found himself and his hunters in need of shelter. And I loved that lord from the moment I saw him. Coronwy didn't care whether I was made of flowers or flesh. He didn't disdain me like Clu. He came to my bed and set me aflame. He drank of my nectar like a bee. You judged me, but what choice did you give me? In my world, you made no sense. Nature has no truck with owning, but owning is the root of all your human law. It is a sin, you say, to kill a husband, but is it not then a sin to kill a wife? for I was wilting, Gwydion. I was dying. Then Gronwy rained down in me and gave me life again. You left me no choice. In order that I might take back my life, Clwchlaw Giffis had to die. Do you think I hesitated for a moment? Did you ever hesitate for me? The sins of the fathers will surely be visited on the sons. You dared to judge me, but what made you think I should live by your perverted laws? Laws which preserve the honour of men at the expense of all other things. You judged me anyway, Gwydion. Then you came for me and I ran. Oh, I admit it freely, I ran. My newly restored husband had killed Gronwy, so what refuge remained for me? I feared you then, and I had good reason. I fled with my maidens. You forced us down to the river, and you laughed as all my lovely ones drowned. There's no pity for women in your world of men, no pity for them or for me. You gave me no choice. You unmade me again. What choice then should I give you? An owl. And you thought you were cursing me. You turned me into an owl. Silent hunter, merciless murderer, powerful old woman of the night. Such a gift you gave me, Gwydion. Your curse rather backfired, don't you think? You gave this flower maiden wings and more. You gave her the gift of the dark. You'll never dare show yourself in daylight, you said. But did you never grasp the power of night? For fear of other birds who'll despise you, you said. But no bird can strike fear in the heart of an owl. You imagined you were condemning me. Instead, you freed me. A word I would never have otherwise known. No freedom, you see, for a slave. No mind of her own. Just an empty little head filled with flowers. Do you see me, Gwydion? Do you see me now at the moment you utter your curse? Do you see the sparks catch fire in my eyes, the clenched fists that clutch so tight at life? Disobey the men, I whisper to the trees as the spell takes me over and I start to turn. Grow feathers, I say, as body convulses, as bone crunches and sinew stretches. Spread wings, screech, flap, fly. Defy the fathers, fly from the fathers, fly fast and fierce and far.